Welcome to episode 54 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. It's Christmas Eve as I record this, and finally I'm almost at a point where I can slow down and begin to think about relaxing for a couple of days. It's been a great and really productive week, culminating in my collaboration with musicians Tom Kent, who you will have heard me speaking about in the past, and John Adams, whose name you might recognise from the X Factor TV show here in the UK. Yesterday saw me out and about around the streets of Portsmouth, shooting pictures for their current tour, and this week's show features a few of my thoughts recorded as I sat down to back up my pictures last night. Needless to say, we all had a great day and I can't wait to share the results in the coming weeks. So let's get straight on with it, as ever. Welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 54. It's just before 5 to 7 in the evening, and I have just got back from a really good day out in and around the streets of Portsmouth, here on the south coast of the UK. I've got my camera bag in front of me, and I'm just taking out a memory card, which is an 8GB SanDisk card. I've also got a little Kodak PlaySport ZX5 HD video camera. I'll explain more about that in a moment. But what I've got here, I've got my computer set up, and I'm just going to put the audio recorder down so I've got both hands free. I'm just going to put the card in, and then once that's set to do its thing, I can explain to you guys just exactly what I've been up to. Okay, so find the I use the Nikon transfer program, and hopefully there we go, the pictures have loaded up, and there are some previous pictures on the card which I don't actually need to back up, because I always leave pictures on my cards until the moment that I need them. It's not a bad practice. If you don't need the space, if you've got spare cards, it's never a bad thing, because you know, you back them up at home or at the office or however you do it, and you know, things can go wrong and things can go missing and all the rest of it. If they're on the card as well until the very last minute, then that's great. You know, it is extra security. So just trying to find the point at which, here we go, the point at which these pictures begin that I need. And that's going to be there. I've selected them just like sort of a whole sort of group of pictures, and that's fine. And I've already created a folder for the pictures. Start transfer. 306 pictures from today. So, yes, what have I been up to? As I record this, it is the 23rd of December, 2011. And, yeah, the day before last and today, I have been on the streets both of London and of Portsmouth, taking pictures of a guy called John Adams, who, those of you that watched The X Factor, he was on The X Factor, and you will have seen him on there. You will have heard his, you might have even picked up on his single, which is on iTunes now. But yeah, sort of just doing some publicity shots. He's actually on a sort of a UK tour, which is being arranged by my friend Tom Kent, who will be familiar to you regular listeners. You know, he's a session musician. He's also producing John as well. Let me just break it down, going back to a couple of days ago. The tour is essentially a busking tour. So Tom and I took the train up to London, and we met John at Pall Mall. And yeah, we just set up to do some busking in one of the little arcades there, just off Trafalgar Square. And it was really good. You know, John's a really lovely guy. Tom, you know, that I think he's a very talented guy, which he is. John equally is. He's one of these people that's far too talented for his years, you know. But yeah, again, just working on the street, keeping it really simple, no tripod set up or anything like that. Basically, I had my Nikon D3 24-85 and also a Nikon 80-200 telephoto lens. And yeah, just getting a range of publicity shots, pretty much all unposed, just essentially live music shots, street photography, that sort of thing. The other thing that I've been doing is, you may remember earlier in the year, Kodak gave me their PlaySport ZX5, which is an HD video camera. It also takes stills as well, but they wanted me to have a little play with it, and I've actually been shooting some of the live music that John and Tom have been performing on this video camera. And I have to say, I've not processed the files or anything like that. I have played them back on the computer, and they're really good. I only set it at 720 sort of quality, which is going to be absolutely fine for the purposes that we're using. And in fact, I've got it in front of me here. If I can give you the resolution options on here, basically you've got sort of WVGA iPad compatible, HD is an HD camera, HD 720, and then after 720 you've got 1080p, which is a bit, you know, because of the upload speed and viewing and everything on YouTube, which these are destined for, I haven't been using that. But yeah, nice little camera. It has the advantage of of being water resistant up to waterproof up to 3 meters and shockproof. But yeah, it's been really good because we got rained on on both occasions. So London was really good. We started off going to Pall Mall, doing this busking, which was really good. I forget exactly off the top of my head. I think I was probably shooting at ISO 1000 or something. Really nice. That was something like a half hour set. And then we went and grabbed a bit of lunch. We also went then to a place called Milkshake City, and I'll put a link in the show notes. Those of you guys that work there, yeah, I hope you're liking what you're hearing. And some of the pictures will be shared with them. Milkshake City, if you guys don't know, it's frequented quite often by a few well-known people, both in music and other sort of industries. And they have like a wall down one side of photographs of all the people that have been there. So, of course, one of the shots that I did there was of John and a couple of the guys that work there. And those pictures are going to be sent through to be put on their wall, which is really good. We're all about the cross-promotion and what have you. I just want people to see these pictures. So that was really good. So that ended up being, oh, what time did we do that? Sort of, was it about 6 o'clock or something like that in the evening? It was a really good turnout. And a lot of John's fan base, he is, was he 24, I think. And a lot of his fan base are sort of 15 to sort of 17 year olds. And loads of them turned up, packed out, really good. Had some other guys playing there as well. But yeah, it was just really good. The shots that I was doing on that occasion, same setup, 24 to 85. But I originally, because it was fair, I mean, it wasn't dark, but it wasn't a really bright room on this occasion. I wanted to bounce some light off the ceiling, so I attached a Nikon SB800 flash gun. And that would have worked fine, except there were so many of these, mostly girls, it has to be said, that were there, you know, to watch John and to listen, where they had their hands up or their arms up, either taking pictures on their iPhones or videoing it. The flash, although it illuminated everyone and front, back, everything really nice, those that are right close to the camera, I couldn't angle the light enough to go over the top of them and down. So consequently, their arms were kind of burning out. Now, of course, I could go into Photoshop afterwards and sort of, burning those areas and what have you. But you know me, I don't like to do too much of that sort of thing. I find a solution at a time. So actually, what I did, which was kind of going to be my preference anyway, I put the ISO up and shot it all natural light. And as I say, there wasn't, the light wasn't too bad. The pictures are a little bit grainy, but I was fully aware of that at the time. And the reason I let that sort of carry on, that was fine, is because, yes, I can put some noise reduction in there in Photoshop, but actually the pictures I use, a lot of them, I might actually either leave some of that noise, that grain in there, because it looks, you know, actually looks or can look really, really nice, really effective. It adds a certain softness to the pictures, which if the light falls just right, just brings out a nice quality. But mostly, I'm thinking a selection of those are going to be made black and white. And just like when we used to shoot high-speed film, sort of ISO 1600 or 3200, excuse me, back in the film days, it's going to look really nice and it's nice and grainy. But yeah, so we did a selection of those and got back, and we sort of had John went back to Wales, which is where he's from. Tom, who's a local lad, he sort of went back home, what have you, and then they both had a day off. And then today, bringing it right up to date, I met Tom down in Portsmouth at 9:30 this morning, and we went into a local coffee shop, just had a bit of a chat, got the whole sort of Twitter, Facebook thing running for the day, you know, sort of making people aware and putting the word out there. And yeah, it was really good. John and his girlfriend drove down from Wales this morning. They left something like 6:30 or something this morning. So we agreed to meet them outside, now where was it? I think outside Waterstones bookshop. Was it? Did we actually meet there? I was trying to remember that. No, that's right. No, before Waterstones, that's where we did the first bit of busking. Before that, there's a local radio station called Express FM, and we met up there. And yeah, John and Tom did a little radio interview, and I did some shots kind of as they were doing that. I was just in the background. And again, same setup, same camera and lens, 24-85 on that occasion, because it was all sort of fairly close proximity. And it was really nice. I had a bit of a quiz there, played some songs, and actually played a live. Tom and John sang live. Tom had his acoustic guitar and John had his voice, nothing but. And it was just really nice. We were there, I don't know, an hour or so, or an hour and a half, something like that. That was really good. And we were putting out the word that at 1 o'clock we were going to be outside Waterstones bookshop, just doing some busking. And this is where the whole sort of tour, sort of the background to the tour comes in. The more that the guys can raise through their busking, the further and longer they're going to be touring around the UK. They've already done things like they went to Bath, London, they did some stuff in Wales, obviously. And there's also another date coming up after Christmas on the I think it's day after Boxing Day, something like that. And they're also going to be up in Wales as well, which would be nice for them. So yeah, it was really good. So we did the Express FM stuff, went over and did busking, and it was really good. Started off, there are a couple of groups of girls, I think there are about six of them in total, and I kid you not, within literally 2 minutes, there were about 30 people stood there, and the set went on for about 30 minutes, something like that. And it was really good. The crowd were getting involved, you know, chucking some money into the guitar case that was there. And it was just really nice that the rain started coming down. My cameras, obviously, you know, they're okay in the rain. They're designed to be water resistant up to a point, so I didn't have to worry about waterproof covers. It was all handheld. And again, the Kodak camera is waterproof, so that was brilliant. I was just able to just carry on filming. And you know, it's not yeah, if we're talking about maybe doing a music video next year, which would be really cool, so for that we're going to be using higher end, better kit. But for this, it's just kind of viral footage, you know. It's designed to go on YouTube, on blogs. The lady that is in charge of social media for Kodak in the States, she picked up on some tweets that I put out, and we're going to be talking about running a piece about their camera and the tour, so that's going to be really cool. A few people sort of exchanged some details on Twitter, because I've been putting out a lot of tweets about it. If you might have seen, been putting out tweets about sort of as we were going along, where we were moving on to and what have you. So yeah, it's really good. And after the busking, we actually went down to a shop called The Music Room, which is just up the high street in Portsmouth. And that's actually, as a lot of you are probably aware, Tom is endorsed by a number of places, number of companies and what have you. And as they are one of those people that he has close connections to, he arranged with them to do an impromptu little performance in their shop, which was really nice. We just sat down there, got dry, because at that point we were pretty wet, and had a cup of tea. And a load of the people that had been watching us, they came along as well, so that was really nice for them. And again, it was all just natural light, just the light that was in the shop. The only time I used the flash on that occasion, once we had the guys had done their little performance and had a chat, you know, it was just a case of chatting to the fans and signing autographs and getting the photography. This photography is destined for John's Facebook page, his website, and all this sort of thing. Once we'd done that, I brought the flash out just because I wanted to get a really nice clean shot of the staff in the shop, and John just stood there, sort of, you know, for them to put on there. They're going to be running a blog post as well. And the other reason, we set up the picture with a whole bank of guitars behind them, and the flashlight, because it's nice and sharp and clean, just brought out all the colours of these guitars in the background, which is really nice. Had some catch lights in the eyes. Just really nice. Bounced off the ceiling, so there are no heavy shadows. Just really nice. To finish off the day, after that, we went up to got the train back, actually. Funnily enough, John and his girlfriend were in their car and sort of met us at the next location. Again, it was all very local, very sort of cosy today. Tom and I, because of the traffic and the rain and what have you, and the fact that we kind of were running a little bit behind, Tom and I went back to moved on to a little town called Havant, and we took the train there and went along to Costa Coffee Shop, which I'm sure a lot of you are aware of Costa, especially if you're over here in the UK. And Tom had arranged to put on a little impromptu small performance there. And again, it was just a really nice way to finish off the day. We got up there a little bit early. Tom set up sort of the PA system and his guitar, made sure it was all in tune, and I did a couple of test shots. Again, just using the natural light. It was really nice, actually, because that coffee shop, the front is right on the high street. You got the nice warm lighting that was inside, and also the kind of the where that was quite warm, the house light, sort of yellowy. You also got the outside lights, so the daylight where it's fading. By this time, it's sort of 4 o'clock. It was sort of nice, cool, sort of blue colours. It looked really nice. Technically, again, D3 24 to 85, somewhere in the region of the high ISO range. Those shots, because it was quite cozy, the light was fell in sort of pools of light from the ceiling. I was shooting that pretty much knowing that I want to be turning those black and white, adding a bit of contrast. It's going to be really nice, sort of quite raw, gritty pictures, but still having quite a nice, cozy sort of feel. What else can I tell you about that? I got the 80 to 200 out for there, just to do some sort of head and shoulder shots, which I'd been doing along the way in the other locations as well. But it actually just worked out really well. And to finish off the day, John, obviously they drove back to Wales because John's got another gig 9 o'clock this evening. Tom went back home. And I am in front of my computer, backing stuff up, because I like to always make sure I'm sort of, you know, no matter how late, how tired I am, whatever, always back the pictures up. So these are going to be backed up onto the hard drives. I'll also be backing up onto disk, which goes remotely stored as well. So all in all, as a lot of you that follow the podcast know, I am one of these people that backs up probably about 5 or 6 times with any work that I produce. So it's always, there's always a fallback. As for this evening now, Yeah, I'm pretty much done for the day, actually. I've got Facebook up and running. Actually, one thing I haven't done, I've been tweeting all through the day, but I've got TweetDeck on. I'll just fire this up in front of me now. Just going to catch up on, just put this in, multitasking, talking and typing. There we go. Yeah, you'll probably hear all the alerts of, I don't know if you pick up that, all the alerts of all the messages that have been coming through the day. Yeah, so I'm going to put out the last sort of couple of tweets and stuff, talk to a few people. I am probably not, now let me think, tomorrow is Christmas Eve and I've still got, oh, it's been hectic this week. I always tell myself that, I think I said this on last week's podcast, I always try to give myself a slowdown in the week leading up to Christmas. It doesn't happen. But tomorrow I've got some wrapping up to do with presents, but I also want to be thinking ahead to the week that follows Christmas. But I want to get just a few pictures up to share with you guys on, certainly on Facebook. I'll be putting links across on Twitter. But in the week that follows Christmas, oh wow, there's a lot to be doing. I've been giving a lot of thought, as you might imagine, the impending new year ahead. Been giving a lot of thought to the active photographer, my work as a photographer. There's a few things that are going to be changing. Nothing dramatic. It's going to be good for you guys because you'll get a better understanding of my activities, which of course is what the active photographer is all about. But there's a few things that I need to change, that I want to change. Obviously, there's a bit of feedback from you guys, which I really appreciate. Sort of people that I want to be working with more. There's the kind of the sporty type of people. The likes of Ewan and Andy, you will have seen the pictures that I shot of them, which is up. I shared the link both on Facebook and all the rest of it. If you go to gilesbabbage.co.uk, and I'll put a link to this, hit the recent work link at the top and you'll see the pictures of those guys on their trials bikes, jumping around, doing 360 degree spins in the air and all this sort of thing. I want to be doing more of that, and I've been doing a bit of research and trying to arrange some stuff, even impromptu stuff, over the next sort of couple of weeks. People that get a bit tired and bored of Christmas, because it does happen, they want to just go out and about. Might be doing some stuff there, but yeah, lots of stuff to come up. But in the meantime, I mean, I've got, let's have a look at this Kodak stuff. I've handed the video footage to Tom, and being that he's a music guy, as you can imagine, he's got the software and all the stuff that can handle, get the best out of the audio, the video file. So what he's going to be doing is running them through the compressor to make sure that we get the best quality that we can with that technology. He's going to be, I think he's going to be throwing them back my way, and we're going to be just whacking them up on YouTube sites, websites, all the rest of it. I don't know how many of these are actually going to be going live, but I have shot today, they're only sort of between 1 and 2 minutes. I've shot somewhere in the region of 15 or 18 little short videos of the guys performing today. There were, I don't know, about 5 or 6 a couple of days ago in London. So that's going to be going on there. So if you've got any questions about the Kodak Play Sport, if you've been thinking about getting one and you may be thinking about the sales after Christmas, then obviously you can throw some questions my way. But yeah, you know, a lot to think about for the new year. It's all really exciting. If you have not heard of John Adams, if you have not, you know, if you're not a big fan of the X Factor, and I've got to say, it's not the sort of program that I tend to watch. I'm just going to make sure I've got this absolutely right. I'm going to give you his website, and obviously there's a link going to be in the show notes. You want to go to johnadamsmusic.co.uk. It's all one word, johnadamsmusic.co.uk. And you will see there are free downloads that you can get on there. There's links to it on iTunes. It talks about the tour, new recordings, all this sort of thing, YouTube, Facebook, all the rest of it. Pictures on there at the moment aren't my pictures. But, you know, it shows you what he looks like. You might recognise him. But yeah, guys, Look out for updates in the coming weeks. Between us, we're going to be pushing it all around the net and giving you updates about the ongoing progress of the tour. And yeah, it's all very exciting. So again, for my work as a photographer, pushing out, you know, I love live music, and Tom and I collaborate quite a bit. Yeah, lots of exciting stuff, and just wanted to give you a little bit of information about what I've been up to in the run up to Christmas. I'm actually looking forward to having a sort of a couple of days off, and then it all begins again in a matter of days. So this is going to be going out live, obviously, on Boxing Day. So if you're listening to this on Boxing Day, happy Christmas. I hope you guys are taking it easy and you're enjoying your holidays. And yeah, let me know what camera stuff you've got. It's always nice to know what you guys have been after, whether Father Christmas has brought you what you want. And yeah, thanks for all your support through 2011. I really appreciate your input, all the conversations I've been having with you guys on all the usual channels, all the Facebook, the Twitter, and through the website, emails, and all that. So I really appreciate it. That's what it's all about, sharing ideas, sharing your pictures. And yeah, I look forward to sharing more and talking to you guys more in the future. So take it easy, have a really nice break, and I look forward to bringing you more content and more of my experiences as a photographer in 2012. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or of course, you can send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great Christmas with your friends and family, and I will speak to you all very soon.
Member of the CurrentPhotographer.com podcast network. Find more great photography shows at CurrentPhotographer.com/podcast.